Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in many ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through a Son, whom he appointed to be the heir of all things. It is through him that God also made the universe. He is the brightness of God's glory, the exact representation of his being. He even holds everything together by the word of his power. After he had made cleansing for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He has become just as superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than their name. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I've become your father"? Or to which of the angels did God ever say, "I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me"? But again, when God brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "All God's angels must worship him." About the angels, he says, "He is the one who makes his angels spirits, and his servants flames of fire." But to the Son, he says, "Your throne, God, is forever and ever. The scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy more than your companions. In the beginning, Lord, you laid the earth's foundation. The heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will continue. They will all wear out like a piece of clothing. You will roll them up like a cloak, and they will be changed like a piece of clothing. But you are the same, and your years do not end." But to which of the angels has God said at any time, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels spirits who serve and who are sent to care for those who will inherit salvation?